This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Anna Murphy.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Joysters.
So excited this morning because, you know, last week we had you panelling the show, which was great.
And can I just say, I had a ball.
Good
I don't
job.
Care what anyone else thought. I had a great time. It's
I'm
interesting
glad.
You haven't invited me back this week to
no,
sit
no, because
on that
our
side
producer
of the
Tim is learning to
good
panel.
Morning,
good morning, Tim.
Good morning, folks.
How are you feeling this morning over that side?
It's a little sweaty in the palm area.
Yeah, it is. It's hard work.
But otherwise, I'm okay.
You know, you can win a medal if you do well, like I did last week.
Fingers crossed.
Took out the prize.
I love how...
I've made it all about me again.
You have. You've made it all about you this morning.
Congratulations, Tim, on jumping onto that side.
Oh, thank you.
We have a ripper show organised this morning, so hopefully you're on it enough, Tim, to be able to cope with what's about to be unleashed onto the airwaves.
Well, fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed.
This is the second week in a row I've seen Dean Murphy look so relaxed that he's almost going to go to sleep again.
I kind of woke up this morning at 3 a.m, people. I've been up for quite a while.
Me
so
too.
If we sort of drift off about 8:30 and it's like a severe train wreck, we can't help that.
No, we can't.
No. Do you know
it's
what I
out
mean?
Out of our hands.
It's out of our... As volunteers...
It was
we
in
can't be
sleep.
Persecuted as volunteers getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do a breakfast show.
It's the fault of the sleep gods.
Yes.
For some reason, they wanted us both awake.
That's
not in
exactly
the same
right.
house, totally different ends of the town, but both awake at 3 o'clock. That's annoying.
Absolutely. We've got so much happening this morning, people. You will be amazed, including awesome prizes. Great little topics. We don't have any guests this morning. No, couldn't lock anyone down. No one wants to get out of bed at this time of the morning.
No.
Except, we could have had a guest,
except Garbo's.
We could have had a guest. I spotted in 7-Eleven this morning.
Oh, that's right.
Jeffrey Edelston.
Edelston.
Hey, listen, you as a producer, didn't you feel like you needed to really just grab him by the throat and just,
careful about
drag
that.
Him into Joy's studio?
I was happy with just the first part. yeah, no, I didn't think he was really...
Really?
I thought, to be honest, I thought he's been far too much of fodder for this show.
Yeah, well,
it's
he has been.
Imagine
right.
dragging him in. But the thing is, was he buying a $1 cup of coffee?
No.
I heard he's broke. So maybe that's why he's in there.
It looked like he needed a hand with the ATM machine, to be honest.
Oh,
I think he was getting
goodness.
Some dispense.
What? Depends?
Isn't it depends or dispense? Or
dispense?
Oh, right, sorry.
He was depends. Waiting for money to be dispensed. Oh,
when you go to drop an age
exactly.
joke, you need to get it right. Told
you. You might need to know that brand soon, Joel. Tony would like to say good morning.
Good morning,
I don't want
Tony.
To sound rude, but you two drift off well before 8:30, and that's on a good week. Good luck,
shut
Tim.
Up, Tony.
Thanks, Tony.
And thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony. Hey, listen, I can never get her name right. Is it Jeannie Pratt?
Jeannie Pratt.
Jeannie Pratt's in the paper this morning if you want to. It's not the best thing you can open your eyes to when you flick through the paper in the morning, is
well,
it really?
It's not.
No, and especially that look. She's yesterday received an honorary doctorate from Monash University.
Yes.
And she was not overly, she didn't really care about it. And she said, oh, look, 20 years ago, almost to the day, something happened that changed my mind about doctorates, honorary doctorates. She said, on May 19th, 1996, Southampton College in New York awarded an honorary doctorate to Kermit the Frog. That's right, a Muppet from Sesame Street received one. For amphibious letters for his contribution to environmental awareness and education.
Which I think is ironic because her hair
looks like a Muppet.
Oh.
She does. Looks like a cabbage patch
kid. I was just going to go for
actually.
The hair. I didn't say that she looked like a Muppet.
Dun, 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 dun. That's what I think when I see her in the paper. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Actually, a little bit fuzzy bear around the edges.
Yeah, she is fuzzy
this
bear.
That's terrible.
That's terrible. We need to go to another song because she probably could buy the station and shut us down, actually. Yeah, winter has kicked in, people.
It just sort of dropped in, didn't it? Like, poof.
Yeah, poof.
Like, you know, it was quite warm last week. Now, bugger you all.
Yeah.
You're not ready.
No, that's all right.
And again, I'll say this every year, but you just don't know what you wore last winter.
Well, the same thing you've got on now. I've seen it a million times. That's what you wore.
How rude.
No,
it's called a work uniform.
A work uniform.
Well, it's not a uniform, you know, whatever.
Now, someone that doesn't have a problem with fashion
No, she does not.
It's a good segue, wasn't it?
Very good.
Victoria Beckham has relaunched a pop career. Who would have thought? I didn't think she actually was one of the ones that had a voice.
She didn't.
No, she was sort of like, who out of One Direction doesn't have a voice? Like,
all of them.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But anyway, apparently what she did is she recorded a whole, when she left the Spice Girls, she always had a snarly look on her face, didn't she? How she got David Beckham, I don't know. She
actually looks quite cute when she smiles, but she doesn't smile at all.
She can't because she's...
Botox to the hilt, you reckon?
Yeah, probably.
Takes one to know one.
Anyway, she got together with Jay-Z's former partner, Damo Dash, and recorded a whole bunch of... I sound like I know him, don't I?
Damo.
And Damo Dash. And recorded a whole bunch of songs, apparently 17 songs unreleased, which are now you can upload on SoundCloud.
Or if you really, really dislike someone, you can buy them an album for Christmas.
In the paper this morning, Bonnie Tyler has... reared her beautiful head.
She has.
Yes, she has, because apparently there are corny songs with big lyrics that we all secretly bout out while alone, and topping the chart of guilty pleasures is Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, if that comes on,
yeah,
I challenge anyone not to have a bit of a sing-along to that.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
I just think you have to.
There's other songs.
What else is in the list?
Well, second place came Journey's Don't Stop Believing.
Which I think most people would be singing
the Glee version, wouldn't they?
I think so too.
Yeah, no, I love that.
The rest of the top 10.
BG Staying Alive, yes.
There's 9 to 5, Dolly Parton is in there. Wake Me Up Before You Go Go, Wham.
Oh, how can you not sing? How can you say no?
Reach
to a bit of Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Reach from Ayers Club 7. Never Going to Give You Up, Rick Astley.
Rick Astley.
Africa Toto, which I heard in the cab the other day. It was great. And the cab driver and I were actually belting it out in the cab.
A little duet.
Just something for nothing. I played Africa on repeat while I was in India and I had travel sickness.
Yeah.
And I was in this bus.
Yes.
It was a random song. Years ago, it got stuck in a friend's car and they listened to it on repeat for 6 months. It was just like a challenge in the end to see how long they could listen to the song. So to get my mind off the fact I was travel sick, I just listened to it on repeat over and over again. So every time I hear Africa, it reminds me of India. How random is that?
You're random.
Yeah, anyway, back to this.
Another track is obviously Dead or Alive, You Spin Me Round.
God, he's not looking good these days.
No, no.
Saw him in the paper the other day. Pete
Burns.
Burns. Oh, goodness
me. I saw Pete Burns in Melbourne years ago. He wasn't looking good.
No.
So time plays.
Also, Don't Feel Like Dancing, Scissor Sisters. They play that at the gym quite regularly. And incidentally, I actually reckon I dance like Jake Shears when I'm listening to that song.
So no coordination.
No coordination whatsoever.
So what we thought we'd do now is we'd figure out, you know, we want to hear from you guys, what's your guilty pleasure? What's your karaoke song that you sing when no one's around? Could be in the shower. Mine is, I don't even like her. What? I've never liked her ever. Ever, ever. Natalie Imbruglia, Torn.
Oh, Dean Murphy.
Yeah, in the shower.
It's your life.
Yeah.
I like a bit of Whitney, How Will I Know?
Yeah, I'm a Whitney
too. But whereabouts do you do that? You don't wake up.
In the car. Oh, yeah. No, I sing in the car all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And something for nothing again, if I know that people are watching, I go harder.
Oh, really?
I stopped at a set of lights and the people in the car next to me said, you might want to wind your windows up.
Now, listen to this.
What am I listening to?
A hunter who shot and killed a bear has revealed that he's been told it's a grizzly polar bear hybrid.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Really?
What is this? What have we got going on here?
Teddy bear breakfast.
Oh, right. Of course we do. Yeah, apparently in northern Canada, this guy's shot a bear and then on closer inspection, it's white, but apparently it's a grizzly bear polar bear hybrid.
Wow.
They're blaming it on climate change.
So this doesn't happen a lot.
No, not at all. They live too far apart.
Well, because the grizzly's, too, you know,
brown.
Specific in what he wants out of a partner?
Yeah.
Can you imagine that grizzly on Grindr? Imagine his profile. Big brown bear after discreet fun. Not into blue or Eurasian bears.
Oh.
Prefer rough Mexican grizzly or East Siberian brown bear. Must be knit free and into fishing. Panda to me.
Panda.
I'm all yours.
Oh, I love that.
Imagine it.
But can you go back to blue bears?
Yeah, there's blue bears.
Are they? What kind of bear? What?
Blue bears are actually found in the lower levels of the Himalayas.
Anyway, do you know what? You're the person that said praying mantis lives under the sea. Why should we ever listen to you?
Now, the last couple of weeks we've launched a new segment into the show, which has gone quite well, I would say.
You know, badly for me, I'd say.
One for one at the moment. Well, Last Man Standing is the name of the track.
I only won on a technicality.
Name of the game. You won on a... Yeah.
Well, I won on the technicality. So for anyone who was listening last week, it was Creatures Under the Sea, to which I struggled with fish, and Dean said praying mantis, which we've all learned.
Yeah, we caught me off guard, but I reckon today, Tim, I don't know what the topic is, but I feel it in my water that I'm going to win it.
Right.
The interesting thing is with this topic today is that you have a very slight advantage.
What's
very
that?
Very slight. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, and are you going to...
What
gonna...
is it? Name springboard divers or something?
Greg Lagunas.
Oh.
No, it's not.
Dean Murphy. Right, ready?
All right. Okay, so Anna, you're going to kick us off. You've got 3 seconds while you hear the bell. Today's topic is names starting with D.
Dean.
Donna.
Douglas.
David.
Delilah.
Darren.
Dixie.
Doreen.
Danielle.
Delightful.
That's not a name.
There is a delightful...
Hang on, technicality.
Technicality.
Oh, I don't know what to do here.
Will you tell me there's not a delightful? I'm sure there's a delightful out there.
I'm sure there is too, actually. It's probably spelt very interestingly, and she's African-American.
Doreen.
No, you already said Doreen.
You said it. Oh, well,
you're out.
I'm out.
You're out. I won that one. Thank you, Tim. That's great. Love that.
That's a dumb name, and if you're called delightful, shut up.
Two in a row. Lovely. Now, here's an interesting one. A girl... has woken up in a nightclub.
Oh.
After being, she got locked in there for 10 hours. Shauna is her name. And she woke up 10 a.m. the next day and escaped through
Jensen,
a fire. Not Shauna Jensen, the singer, for all
that
you don't know it. She wouldn't be able to escape through the fire exit, but she has this one. And she's saying that she's, here's the thing I find hard with this story, right? Not only just reading it, but the sheer fact that this girl has basically gone to the police and said, you know, oh, this is what happened, blah, 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 and I've woken up in a toilet at 10 a.m. in the morning. Isn't that the bad, you know, you need to sort these bad operators out. Well, hang on a sec. She says she's not a big drinker. Uh-huh. Now, if you knew you were not a big drinker and that reaction happens.
So you just go, you've got narcolepsy, don't go to a nightclub. It's basically what you're saying. If you know this.
Yeah.
Otherwise, maybe wear a big sign around your neck.
I'm calling BS.
Saying, if I nod off, can you please check the toilets?
Yeah. Or just have an alarm thing on her.
Just a little, I've got a mate that's got narcolepsy. When she goes, there is no way you can wake her up. You can kick her. And we have.
Hey, here's one for you. A pet owner is devastated after the feral cat she took in 9 years ago was returned to its original owner more than 800 kilometres away. Roslyn
nine
is her name, 52, from Scotland. She adopted the bedraggled kitten during a holiday in Torquay.
On holiday?
She'd in pick 2007,
up
actually. And she named it Ember.
Well, as you do.
And as you do. And she took it home with her. She was holidaying, took it home with her because that's what you do. It's a stray cat.
People that would pick up a stray on a holiday, take it home. Anyway, whatever, driving holiday. Yes, okay, cool, go
anyway,
knock yourself out.
Anyway, what happened is Amber, years later, she's gone missing and got picked up by the equivalent of an RSPCA.
Oh.
Right there. And they did a microchip thing on her.
Oh.
And went, oh, no, your original owner lives at blah, blah, blah. Wherever.
Oh, blah, Torquay, I think it's
in Torquay. Yes.
Oh, dear.
So they returned the cat. So Roslyn, poor Roslyn, 9 years she's had that pussy, and it is literally now it's gone. She thinks it's dead. She reads the paper about the story. The cat gets returned to owner after 9 years. That's Ember.
What a dilemma, though.
What a dilemma. So she's begging for the
so she wants the cat back, obviously.
Well, she's looked after it for 9 years.
Since it was a kitten, it's your cat
absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Isn't there a disclaimer thing? Isn't there something in the law that states that if you have something for a certain amount of time, it becomes yours?
Possession is
possession,
10, 9/10
of the law or something?
Anyway, maybe we should have investigated that one before we threw that out.
Yeah, maybe.
But the question here is, like, I mean, obviously...
It comes down to a moral thing, doesn't
it? Yeah, the original owners want it.
And an ethical thing. You know, it is originally their cat. They were excited 9 years. Big selling stories. Could sell that one to 60 Minutes. Or give it back to Rosalind, who's crying in her, you know, sleep.
I think you should give it back to Rosalind, but I think we should put it out there to the listeners. Oh. What do you think?
Well,
Original owner or person that picked it up.
I'm not a big cat person, so I'm happy to hand it back.
Yeah, you don't like cats.
But there are lots of Joy listeners who are cat people. Would you keep the pussy? Did you cry about it for years and years and finally you've asked, you know, you asked the universe to provide you with that little...
Well, we had a stray years ago and became like my best friend, like, you know, one of my favourite cats of all time. Yeah. I would have been devastated 9 years later to give that cat back.
Let's ask the people, shall we?
Yes.
Let's do a little quiz. What should they do? Hand it back or keep it?
Yeah.
We've asked for the people to tell us whether they think it's a good idea. Should the owner now, the now owner, give it back to Rosalind, who's had it for 9 years, or should Rosalind just leave it alone and let that person rebond with it, their once pussy?
Yeah, we've put it out there, and there's a lot of passionate people about this
subject. God, I never knew there were so many cat people.
No. Andrew from Chatterbox, hello, lovely, says, massively dodgy bringing a cat back from holiday, Murphy.
She stole it. That's what I thought
too,
Andrew.
She needs to be looked at.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, high rep bags, throw it back for the following reasons. One, it's a cat. Yuck. Two, it's a cat. Gross. And three, it's a cat from Conrad and Dawson. On behalf of cat lovers everywhere, I take umbrage at that.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
This one says, hey, Anna and Dean, how do you think that poor cat feels being torn away from the family that loved it for 9 years to someone it doesn't know? Give it back.
Yeah,
Tracy.
I think so, Tracy.
From
Elsom. Well.
And this one said, have the ladies stand opposite each other and place the cat in the middle and whoever the cat goes to keeps
I reckon
keeps
it's
it.
A good one.
Now, if you are going to be naughty on your hen's day, beware. Because a bride-to-be may have been caught out on Twitter after
on a hen's day.
After sleeping with another man.
On a hen's day.
What a slut.
What a slut.
Anyway, apparently this guy's mate decided to take to Twitter and said, if your name's Graham and your fiancé is called Samantha on her end do in Newcastle, don't marry her. She's shagging my mate in the travelodge. Worst accent of all.
In the travelodge. Oh, she's cheap.
In the travelodge.
Maybe the guy sent the Twitter message was the dude.
Oh, imagine that. But well, the guy from Geordie Shore actually took to Twitter afterwards and said, good morning, Graham. Anyone know what room Samantha's in?
Oh.
You've got to be careful
these days. You've got to be careful.
Shame on you.
I mean, social media has really ruined it for a lot of people, hasn't it?
That's disgusting.
Do you know, there's a monthly women's magazine in the UK, which basically talks a lot about food and stuff. But for
good
this,
housekeeping.
Good housekeeping. And, you know, it's just your general household sort of bits and pieces. They've done this edition, and basically what they've done is it's all about the 27... Oh, putting women through 27 sex aids.
Wow.
And testing them to see which one is the right
one. The readers, yes.
So.
That's a bit different.
Well, it is.
Usually it's just full of magazine, like recipes and stuff.
And then all of a sudden you open it up and there's like 270 testers. That's 270 women participated in this.
Yes, and I like they said between the ages of 31 and 76.
Why were they
targeting just that? I love the 76-year-olds getting their groove on with their sex toys.
I want to know how they do it. Do they line them all up?
I don't think so.
No?
I think you're allowed to do it
in the
privacy of your own home.
Oh, you've
got to
go home and do it. Oh, right, okay. Are they given a date when they have to complete the task by?
What?
Like, that's 27 of them you've got to use. So I'm thinking...
Yeah, that's a lot.
You can do it in a month. We'll test it in a month.
10 days.
And what do they get at the end of it? Because
I don't know.
It's like they get a certificate 4 in satisfaction. Do you know what I mean?
I've got a cert 4 in vibrators.
Apparently the best one, the top of the 67 out of 100 people... or 100, whatever it was, said the Love Heart vibrator was voted best bargain buy.
Sorry, I'm just writing that down. What is it called? It says Love Heart.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.